Chavod.
With your permission. This is Parashat Bechukotai in America. In Israel, they read already. You have to catch up. At the end of Sefer Bamidbar, we'll catch up. It's at least 2 months. If you go to Israel, you're going to miss a parasha. You have to make it up. As you say, it's very important. You come to Israel, if you go this Shabbat in Israel, you're going to read Sefer Bamidbar, Parashat Bamidbar. In 2 weeks, you're going to read Nassau, you're going to read Bamidbar. Until the end of Chumash Bamidbar, you're going to be behind them. The Gemara tells us, this parasha must be read.
Excuse me.
Before Shavuot. Must be read. Ezra Sofer, when he arranged the parashiyot to be read, he said two parashiyot must be read in a certain time, mainly. One is Parashat Ki Tavoh, instead of the Devarim that contains 98 verses. That parasha we always read before Rosh Hashanah. In order, says the Gemara, to have the curses behind us. Tachel Shana uvirchoteha, tichle Shana uvirkiloteha. Since the New Year is coming, we don't want to have curses in front of us. So when we read the Torah, it's like the curses already behind us. The question is, what does it mean exactly? Because we take a Torah and we read the Torah, the curse is behind us. And this is the Gemara says. The second thing the Gemara says, that Ezra, when he divided the parashat, also made sure this parasha, Parashat Bechukotai, always should be read before Shavuot. Says the Gemara, you did explain to me why you want Parashat Ki Tavoh with 98 curses before Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment. And therefore, you want before the judgment, before the trial, you want to have the curses behind you. That's why you will read Parashat Ki Tavoh with 98 curses before Rosh Hashanah. But this week's parasha, Parashat Bechukotai, has 49 curses. Says the Gemara, but you still, please read it before Shavuot. Ask the Gemara, what is this, Shavuot? Shavuot is not Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Shavuot is also Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment. And the question is, what judgment? We had already a judgment. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judged us. What is the middle of the year?
Excuse me.
Middle of the year, again Hashem didn't judge us. He did. No such thing. The Gemara says Hashem judges once a year. That's the halacha. Becha bet Yishrei Rosh Hashanah. Kol bayi olam avrim lefanav. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah is once a year. Here comes the Gemara and says, listen, it's before Shavuot, read Parashat Bechukotai, has the curses, you want to be the curses behind you. And the Shlach said, in his book, he says that he was worried about Shavuot more than Rosh Hashanah. More than Rosh Hashanah, even more. If Hashem judged the person on Rosh Hashanah, and he got free. And Baruch Hashem, he was released from the trial. So again, on Shavuot, says the Shlach, Hashem judges us again. The question is, what on what? On what Hashem judges us? This holiday also, we call it Chag HaShavuot. Yom Chag HaShavuot HaZeh. Shavuot means weeks. And if somebody would ask us, what is it all about? I said, well, Shavuot is the day that we got the Torah. So, but nevertheless, the Torah calls it Shavuot Echem. And that's in the Tefillah, in the Kiddush, it says, Yom Chag HaShavuot HaZeh. This is not Chag HaShavuot. Shavuot means before this Chag. This Chag is already after the Shavuot. Shavuot means the 7 weeks that we count. Nevertheless, we say, Chag HaShavuot HaZeh. It's not Chag HaShavuot HaZeh. It's Chag Matan Torah HaZeh. It's the day that we got the Torah. Shavuot passed already. Also comes the Gemara and says, you should know that every Chag, Pesach and Sukkot, Chachamim have a machloket. What how a person should behave on the holiday. Should devote himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or half to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, half to himself. It means, Chag was given to you as elevation, spiritual elevation. And should I sit down and enjoy myself a little bit and just, you know, devote myself to Hashem? I should eat quickly something and then go back to Beta Knesset. So what I say is a machloket. Pesach is so-called is a machloket. Comes the Gemara and says Shavuot, Atzeret, the Gemara calls it Atzeret as well. Hakol modim, everybody agrees, the Chachamim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, they be'inan lachem, that everybody agrees, Shavuot is something also for you. Get ready with the cheesecake. A ready cheesecake. The cheesecake. Just told me Yom Hadin. Didn't you just tell me Yom Hadin? He told me it's the day of judgment. The Gemara says, better read the curses before Shavuot. It means it's like a trial. So Shavuot is a trial. So what do you mean I should enjoy myself? The Gemara says, everybody agrees on Shavuot, enjoy yourself. Also, the holiday itself, the preparation for the Chag, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in the Torah, the 3 days before Shavuot, Hashem told us, listen, prepare yourself for the Chag, Hashem is going to appear. And then Hashem said, okay, now I have to stay pure. 2 days, Moshe added another day, 3 days. Of course, the reconciliation.
Excuse me.
The explanation is, no. No, I don't drink before I eat. Chosh Maeser, I don't drink. Thank you very much. So Hashem told us, prepare yourself for the Ten Commandments. That's a major thing. The question is, what is really behind the Ten Commandments? That Hashem appeared in front of Alam Israel, the first time in history. And the next time, says the Gemara, when Mashiach will come, Amen. Hashem will appear. I says, what is it all about? Why did Hashem decide to appear to Am Yisrael? So Chachamim tell us, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, gave us mitzvot to do. Do kiddush, shekilulav, put tefillin, put tzitzit. Says the Gemara, you should know what happened. Somebody decided he wants to go and buy himself a tzitzit. Comes to the store, there's no tzitzit. No tzitzit, he gets up in the morning, he doesn't have tzitzit. Says the Gemara, it doesn't matter. As long as you wanted to have tzitzit, even if you didn't get it, chashav la'asot mitzvah, ve'lo asa, ve'ne'enas, ve'lo asa, ke'ilu asa, like you did. You wanted to buy lulav. You went and see the lane, Judaica, and the lulav. Listen, we don't have lulavim anymore. Oh, we didn't get the lulavim yet. We're not going to have it this year. I said, listen, I want to buy a lulav. He got home, she's upset. I didn't get a lulav. You got a lulav. You want to put tefillin? You don't have tefillin. You went to the store, you tried to buy tefillin. No, not tefillin to be gotten. Went shopping. Where can I get tefillin? Not tefillin to be found. Doesn't matter, says the Gemara. It's considered that you had tefillin, you put tefillin on you. Every mitzvah. As long as you wanted to do it, and if you could not done it, you couldn't do it, okay. Okay. So what is it all about? What does it mean exactly? He doesn't have it. He didn't put tefillin. He didn't shake lulav. He didn't sit in the sukkah. He didn't hear shofar. It doesn't matter. The main thing Chachamim say is the thought, the kavanah, that we have to do the mitzvah. It's not so simple. Seeing Hashem to ask us to put tzitzit on. There's a special kavanot in the tzitzit. Not just the kavanot of Ari and the Zohar. Just simple kavanah, a person has to know, why does Hashem want me to put tzitzit on? What is it, talit, blah, blah, what is it all about? A simple kavanah, it's just Shulchan Aruch, that you have to think like this. It's not just you, if you just put a tzitzit on you, you did something. But it's not the mitzvah, no. The mitzvah is the thought before you put a tzitzit on. That makes the mitzvah. Hashem also wants to put a tzitzit. But the Zohar says, Rachmana libabai. Hashem wants your heart more than the act. So the people say, I need a tibalev, I'm religious in your heart. It's true. In your heart, you have to have the kavana. Of course, you cannot contradict your thought in your heart and do the opposite. But the main thing is the Kavanah. Chachamim said, the Gemara says, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Tfilah below Kavanah ki guf below Neshama. You pray to Hashem, you say the words, but you don't have Kavanah. You had it someplace else. It's like a body, but no Neshama. So I see somebody on the street. I says, of course, it's a man, you know, he walks around. No. This is a dead body, walks with the Neshama. The Neshama is out, the whole body is worthless. The act of a mitzvah is the goof, is the body. But the main thing in the mitzvah is the neshama, is the thought what we have before. For example, Gemara says, Chachamim says, it's Shulchan Aruch. Before he puts the seat on, you have to think like this. If the seat will remind me on all the 630 mitzvot, and the seat will make me holy, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give me the seat in Olam and in Gan Eden, and tzitzit will protect me against all the wild forces that want to destroy me in this world and in Olam Haba. It's the simple kavana. Besides all the other kavana, we put tefillin. Says Shulchan Aruch. Says Gemara. Have to think. Tefillin will help me to control my desires. And when I put tefillin on my head, all my enemies will be afraid of me. Oh. This is a Torah pasuk sentence, the purpose of the tefillin. The tefillin shel Rosh Hashanah, Gemara. So every mitzvah, the main thing, says the Gemara, is the kavana. Before you do the mitzvah. If you just do the mitzvah because, you know, I put it in, everybody puts it in. I shake you love. Hashem told Yeshayahu HaNavi in the text. It's called Mitzvat Anashim Melumada. Hashem said, you do it like a robot. Monkey does, monkey do. Means nothing. Means nothing, Hashem said. If you just put it because everybody does it, because I have to put it. No, it's not good. It's not good. It's Kiguf Belin Neshama. It means you're wasting your time. Says the Gemara, Mitoch Shelo Lishma Bar Lishma. Hopefully, you put tefillin every day, one day, you're going to wake up, and say, hold it. Why do I put tefillin? Why do I do Kiddush on Shabbat? Why do I sit in the sukkah? Why do I do all the mitzvot? He start thinking. Says the Gemara, mitoch shelo lishma, because he did it just like this. Eventually you do lishma, eventually you reach the point what Hashem wants you to do. The same thing applies with the tefillah, Chachamim says. Come to Beit HaKnesset, perfect. You stand in front of Hashem, perfect. But you have to have the kavana. Says the Rambam, you know what the simple kavana is? So the first kavana is you stand in front of Hashem. You have to imagine if you stand in front of the President of the United States. Trump, a good one. And so, you dress properly, and you're not going to think something else while you're talking to him. Says the Rambam, before you start praying, you have to undo everything in your heart and everything in your head. Clean your head, now you're talking to the King of the Kings, Melech HaLechem Lechem. Says the Rambam, if you don't feel like this, you're wasting your time. You're wasting. The tefillah is meaningless. Maybe you do a sin saying Hashem's name for nothing so many times. Because the main thing, says Rambam, is the kavanah. But that's just the kavanah of the words. Kavanah before you start praying to Hashem. Gemara says, people used to come back from trips. For 3 days they didn't pray. It was a big giant. They were Moraim. 3 days. He says, how can I stay in front of Hashem? I just came from the business trip, so my head is full with business. Who paid, who didn't pay, how much money I'm going to ship, the material. Gemara says, Shmuel's father used to sell silk, used to go abroad, used to go overseas to sell material, fabric. Gemara says, he used to come home, 3 days didn't pray. Okay. Gemara says, Rava says, he used to get angry about something, he says, the whole day he couldn't pray. It's not a machine. It's not a robot that you got to do. You have to have the kavanah first, says the Gemara. If you're not up to it, better to do it. You didn't do it. If you're under pressure or if something is bothering you, don't pray now. Says the Rambam, it relies for nothing. Like the place is to be clean, says the Rambam. You can't have in front of you a dirty diaper of a baby in Peshmonet. So you can't. It's the same thing, says the Rambam, your hands are not clean. So you touch something. So you didn't wash your hand. So you can pray. The Tefillah Ari says go via your hand, via your palm. If you didn't wash your hand, the Gaon Mevilna used to say Al-Tilat Yadayim before Shacharit, before Mincha, before Arvit. This is the hands. It's like a five in Svotecha. This is the hands to be clean. Says the Rambam, if you, this is the same restriction. If you don't feel in front of Hashem, Melech Malchei HaMelechim, don't pray. Because the main thing, the Shulchan Aruch, is our heart, the Kavana. Then the act. So first, we have to have in our head straight. As the Gemara says, person wanted to do a mitzvah, did not do the mitzvah. So he's upset, he didn't do the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah, he did. Ke'ilu asah, says the Salachan Shulchan Aruch. Salachan, the Rambam. Ke'ilu asah, like you did the mitzvah. Because the main thing is the Kavana. Chachamim tell us, you should know that something that was invented, and where is the root for that? Where is the root for such a thing? And a person should believe in it, that 100%. They try to help somebody, do chesed, do kindness, they do achnasat orchim, the guests ran away. So I thought that the guest is coming to my house. I thought the guest is coming to my house, and no, then the guest is not here. I said, what happened? What happened? I wanted to give tzedakah to somebody. Somebody knocked on the door, but I opened the door. The guy disappeared. So, and I was ready to go to the door to open the door. And what happened? That's what happened. It means it's considered by Kadosh Baruch Hu that you did the mitzvah. As long as you meant, well, it's done. He says, where is the root for that? So one of the roots, Chachamim say, one of the roots is before we came out of Egypt, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hashem told Moshe go to Lam Israel on the 10th of Nisan to go get a sheep or a goat on the 14th in the afternoon to slaughter it and then to roast it and then to take the blood and put it on the door and then to eat it and then to be ready to go out of Egypt. The Torah says, Moshe came to Am Israel, told him, Bishchu kulachem, he said, go get a goat, go get a sheep. He says, after the Moshe finished the instructions and all the laws, the Torah says, Vayelchu vayasu bnei Israel. Am Israel went and they did it. He says, the Gemara, they did it, they didn't do it yet. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Today is 13 days before the Exodus. 14 days before the Exodus. 30 days before getting slaughtered the sheep. The Torah says in the text, they went. He says, no, you don't understand. As long as you accept it, Belev Shalem, with a full heart, you can do it. That considered Hashem, you did it already. Chashav lasot mitzvah. When you wanted to do it, done. Forget about it. Even if it's not time, not the time of essence. It's not the time yet. Today is Rosh Chodesh. On the 10th, I have to go get a sheep. He says, Torah, listen. Did you accept it with a full heart to do it? And Hashem, he knows that you did it. It's considered you did it today. It's not today. It's in 10 days from now. In 14 days from now. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The kavana, rachmana li babai. Says as well. The main thing is what you want to do in your heart. Eventually, hopefully you do it. Hashem do something else against it, contradict it. You lost it. At that time, you did it. Says the Zohar, says the Ari, you know how it works, why it works like this. Says the Gemara, that if somebody, Chas Shalom, wants to do a sin, it's nothing. If you didn't do the sin, it's nothing. Machshavara, ena kadosh b'chum tzarpa lema'asin. Somebody tries, says Lashon Hara, says Lashon Hara, but you know, you couldn't say Lashon Hara. Not that he regretted he did teshuva. I said the guy said I can't listen right now. Actually, you want to do a sin, so the thought is a bad thought. I said no. Hashem does not consider it as nothing. Chas Shalom, if you smoke, it's a sin. But the mitzvah is the opposite. So explain the Ari, not exactly, but that's what Ari says. He says when you want to do a mitzvah, at the same moment that you wanted to do it, you create an angel upstairs. Already an angel. And that angel is from the thought that you do a mitzvah. Also, Ari says, when you want to do a sin, also, but that angel is without fuel. But when you want to do a mitzvah, That angel that was created has already fuel inside. So that mitzvah created already an angel, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy. He says there's an angel upstairs that he was created for the mitzvah. Chachamim tell us, the Gemara says, you know, when Am Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma, Hashem loved us very much. Migila Razi Levanai, the Gemara says, Hashem said, who told my children the secret of Baruch Hu Hashem Alachav Gibore Choach Hosei Dvaro Lishma Bekol Dvaro? He says, this is really an angel. Angels do it like this. So the Gemara says, what do we mean? I says, no, an angel is being described by David HaMelech, Hosei Dvaro, the angels, Malachav Gibore Choach, the angels are strong. Strong will. All said varo, they do what Hashem says. Lishmua, we call varo. To listen. What do you mean? First you have to listen. Then you do. The angel says, all said varo, lishmua, we call varo. Gemara says, oh, Am Yisrael did the same thing. They said, naase, benishma. Gemara says, oh, it has to be naase, benishma. First, nishma, naase. Gemara said, no, I like it very much. Sounds like angels. The question is about angels, the same question. What do you mean angels do and they listen? How can they do before they listen? So what it means is, Chachamim explained to us, likewise, V'ilchu v'yasu bnei Yisrael, that Am Yisrael, they accepted to take the sheep or the goat and to slaughter it, Hashem considered it as it was done. Because at that moment that you agreed, you created an angel. You created an angel. You know what an angel is? Tell you what an angel is. Angel is ready all the time to do. Oseh Dvaro. Oseh Dvaro means, I'm ready to do the job right now. Now Hashem said, okay, you go over there. Yishmua b'kol dvaro. Then you listen. That's an angel. Not he did it. It's called Oseh Dvaro means, he's ready right now to do it. As Am Yisrael, when they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, that's what we said. We said, be ready to do it. Then, there's a nishma. Let's hear what we have to do. But, Chachamim said, look, you know what actually you did. Likewise, in Egypt, when Moshe gave you the lecture and told you, take the goat, take the sheep in 10 days, Hashem wrote in the Torah, Baruch Hu Yasu, like you did it. Na'aseh v'nishma meant that we did the whole Torah. That's what it means. The whole Shulchan Aruch, the whole Halachot, everything. We said, Na'aseh. You know what Na'aseh means? Hashem said, you know what Na'aseh means? I'll tell you what it means. It means that you did it. As long as you want to do it, it's like you did. Machshava Tova. And that moment, we created angels. Comes the Gemara and says, you know what happened? When we said, Na'aseh v'nishma, 1.2 million angels came down. 600,000 angels put on our head one crown. 600,000 put another crown. Which angels came? The angels that were created from our Na'aseh v'nishma. Your own angel. Your own angel helped you. Like Friday night, you come from Beit HaKnesset home, Ma'aseh says two angels come along with you. And who are those? The one that you created. Comes the Gemara and says, look, I'm Israel. Hashem loves so much the sick man because we reached the level that what we had in Egypt. In Egypt, it was just Korban Pesach, just one subject, 22 mitzvot, about around Korban Pesach, Parashat Bo. But Hashem wrote in the Torah, as long as you accepted Moshe Rabbeinu the halachot, Hashem said, I consider it as it was done by you, even though we didn't do it yet. Because Machshava Tova creates an angel. That angel himself, he's going to do something for you. As well, before Shavuot, we said Na'aseh v'nishma. You know what Na'aseh v'nishma? Hashem loved it. So what is it all about? It means, so-called, not only we decided to accept it, the minute that we said it, it means the thing was done already. Just missing now a little act. Do Kiddush, do Abdallah, Shekelulav. But the main thing is the thought in our head. Let's Chachamim say that Chag HaShavuot, Hashem judges us. Shavuot is Yom Hadin. Hashem judges on you. On the Na'aseh v'nishma, they called all the neshamot bo at Har Sinai, says the Gemara. And we told HaKadosh Baruch Hu Na'aseh v'nishma. And Na'aseh v'nishma means we accept everything that you're going to tell us soon. In the meantime, we promise to do, and Hashem already considered as the thing was done. And you see, the angels came down with crowns and put on us. And that was the tragedy. We did the golden calf, even we broke the Naseh v'Nishma. I said, you said you can do everything right. The Aseh and Lo Ta'aseh. You're going to keep all the halachot precisely. That's what Gemara says. Avraham Avinu kiyem afilu erovet chumin erovet tafshin. Avraham kept everything. I said, what is this all about? This is the Naseh. This is the Naseh. Yom HaShishi v'echulu HaShamayim v'aretz. Zecha Chachamim, you should know the tragedy was on the first Friday, Adam HaRishon. Instead, to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead to accept Naseh v'Nishma, he did not listen. Hashem said, Naseh Adam b'tzamim k'dmutenu. Hashem said, let's do. And what happened to Adam HaRishon? He ate from the tree. He didn't listen. This is so-called, he revoked the energy that was supposed to be created on the first Friday by him listening to Hashem. Shavuot, says the Gemara, Yom HaShishi, HaShishi B'Sivan. You know what happened on Shavuot? Call Chag HaShavuot. What do you mean Chag HaShavuot? How come it doesn't call being called Chag Matan Torah? No. The preparation before Shavuot is we should be the day before Shavuot, we should be ready to do all the mitzvot. That's the whole secret of this holiday. You know how important it is? It says Shulchan Aruch, you know, Lo Aleinu Alechem. Somebody wants just to take, you know, regular checkup. Erev Shavuot. They say, I cannot do it. Erev Shavuot is Shabbat. Some Chachamim said even Friday before Shavuot this year. It says Shulchan Aruch, don't you dare go take a blood test. Don't you dare take a blood test the day before Shavuot. Says Shulchan Aruch, I said, what is it all about? He says, it's a special shed. It's called Yom Tevoach. He's going to kill the person before Shavuot. Chachamim came and applied it also Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkot. Can't take a blood test. He says, what? There's one shed. You take a little blood. It'll come and happen in the history. There's stories that people died. Erev Shavuot took a blood test. He said, what is it all about? What's it? He comes when? Why it doesn't come a week before Shavuot? What happened? He says, the day before Shavuot, this is the accomplishment of Naseh v'Nishma. As he said, Naseh v'Nishma, you know what it means? It means you promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu you'll do everything. And then you just want to hear what he wants from you. He says, the whole Shulchan Aruch, you cannot skip one halacha. He says, Naseh v'Nishma means everything. Likewise in Egypt, you said, we only thought, and we told Moshe, we're going to take the sheep, Hashem wrote in the Torah, they did the job. By thinking you do the job, just missing a little bit, the act. But the act is minimal. The main thing, maybe 90% of the mitzvah, is the thought, the kavanah, the ishma, and the kavanah of the mitzvah, why we're doing it. Why did Hashem want you to do the mitzvah? And then you do the act. Otherwise, Mitzvah Hashem Elu Madas, says Sharon Navi, it's nothing. You just shook the lulav, you didn't know what you're doing. I said, what is it? Because everybody shooks the lulav. Hashem told the Sharon Navi, and says, I don't like these people. They're acting like robots. I don't need a robot, Hashem said. So the Gemara says, Chachamim say, you know, Shavuot is Yom Adin. Says the Gemara, you know, before Shavuot, you read all the curses. Read the curses. Parshat Bechukotai, read the curses. Why? Shavuot is Yom Adin. Hashem is going to judge you. Hashem, Ezra Sofer said, Hashem, he's going to judge you. Please read the curses before Shavuot. Tachel Shana Avichotei. I said, what Hashem is going to judge me? Hashem already judged me on Rosh Hashanah. No. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judged us balance sheet. Positive and negative. At the end of the balance, I said, you have a positive, fine. You have a negative. I said, Timitshuvah, do Teshuvah. This is just, it's the counting, Rosh Hashanah. Shavuot, Hashem judges us on Naseh v'Nishma. Naseh v'Nishma. You know what Shavuot? Hashem came down on our sinai. You know why? Because you said statement like an angel. He says, Hashem upstairs with angels. I say, you angels. That's why Hashem came downstairs. Hashem came downstairs because he said Naseh v'Nishma. You know what I said? It means I'm going to keep. No, actually, Hashem considered as you kept everything. Okay, let me see. Now, Hashem is not going to judge us on Shavuot. What did we do this year? This Hashem judges us on Rosh Hashanah. Once here, says the Gemara. On Shavuot, Hashem judges us on the Naseh v'Nishma. And therefore, the Gemara says, it's a very dangerous situation. Don't take, says Shulchan Aruch said, don't take blood tests. Don't take blood tests. You might die. He said, why am I going to die? Because this is the day before Shavuot, you said, Naseh v'nishma. Hey, b'simam, we said in the text, in Parashat Mishpatim, it says, hey, b'simam, we said, Naseh v'nishma. Hey, b'simam. Vav b'simam nishavuot. So before you said, hey, you said, Naseh v'nishma, Hashem will judge you. Hashem says, see, are you up to the Naseh v'nishma? Are you doing the mitzvot? He says, I consider it for you that you did already. So therefore the Gemara says, you know, when he said Naseh v'nishma, Hashem healed all the blemish, all the people. The Gemara says some people came out of Egypt without hands, without feet, deaf, mute, blind, zav, metzora, all kind of sicknesses. Says the Zohar, says the Gemara, everybody was healed completely. He says, why? He says, well, says the Talmud Yerushalmi, Gemara Yerushalmi says in the Korbanot, Vasitem Seirizim, doesn't say Vikraftim. Every time it says Vikraftim, sacrifice. But Shavuot it says Vasitem. Vasitem. Says the Gemara Yerushalmi, know what it is. It says, if you accept on yourself the Torah, you're a brand new person, Shavuot. Brand new person. Hashem waves everything. He says, where the waves? He said, listen, you have some curses, chas v'shalom. Parashat Bechukotai, full of curses. He said, Ezra, listen, read it before Shavuot. Why? Because Shavuot, you're a new person, a new entity. He said, why? Because you said, Naaseh v'nishma, the day before Shavuot. It means you now did all the mitzvot, not only just accepted. You did all the mitzvot. It's called Asu. Asot means not just to do. Asot et Yom HaShabbat. To do. Asot. That's what doesn't mean actually to do. It says thinking. It's called la'asot. Ve'ilchu v'ya'asu b'nei Yisrael. Chachamim said, this is the whole secret of Shavuot. It's called Shavuot Echem. And Shavuot is Yom Hadin. And Shavuot is a dangerous day. On the contrary, it says the Gemara, listen, Hakol modim ba'atzeret divin alachem. I said, listen, comes Chag HaShavuot, be happy. Hopefully, you completed Na'aseh v'nishma before Chag HaShavuot. Hopefully, you completed it. And if you completed it, he says, you're okay. He says, what do you mean I'm okay? He says, you arranged already for yourself a good year. He says, Zohar, b'shavuot atidin b'pakat migaluta. He says, Zohar, expect Mashiach on Shavuot. He says, why? What happened on Shavuot? What happened? He's supposed to come on Pesach. No, on Pesach, he's supposed to come to me. He's supposed to come to me on Pesach the way Hashem judged me on Rosh Hashanah. Shavuot is nothing. It's called Na'aseh v'nishma. It's the person that was standing on Har Sinai and said Na'aseh v'nishma. It says, you corrected Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, the first Friday, did the opposite of Na'aseh v'nishma. Hashem told him something. You know what he said? My wife told me. You know what he said? Ki shamata l'kol ishtecha. Hashem said to him, oh, instead to listen to me, you listen to your wife. What did I tell you? I tell you, don't eat from the tree. I ask you, what did you eat? He says, my wife. What do you mean? You listen to your wife? This is a damage in Na'aseh v'nishma. As Hashem told you, don't do nothing. You did. You did the wrong thing. It's a damage of Na'aseh. Now you listen to your wife. It's a damage of Nishma. How come you didn't listen to your wife? On Har Sinai, we corrected. It's called Yom HaShishi Ve'echulu HaShamayim Ve'aretz. I said, what is Yom HaShishi? I said, Eretz Yara B'Shakta, says the Gemara, Earth was shaking. If you're not going to accept the Torah, Hashem would turn the world upside down. So, well, what happened? Mm-hmm. It says, Hashem created us to be like angels. Like, Betzalmenu Kidmutenu. To be like an angel. You know what an angel is? Angel means Na'aseh v'nishma. Or Sedvaro, Lishma Mikol Dvaro. Says the Gemara, in the Me'arav Le'malach Hashem Tzvakot, Imedu Torah Mepiyo. Imla Le'imedu. Says the Gemara twice in the Shas. The Rabbi looks like an angel, learn Torah. If not, don't learn. I don't know what an angel looks like. No. You don't understand. Angel means Na'aseh v'nishma. That's what angel means. Or Sedvaro, Lishma Mikol Dvaro. If the Rabbi does and listen, that's the Rabbi. The rabbi doesn't. What do you mean doesn't? Of course it does. No. Na'aseh v'nishma means like an angel. That he's ready all the time to do it. Adam HaRishon, while the snake was talking to his wife Chava, he was taking a nap. Taking a nap? What do you mean taking a nap? We were just created already, go to sleep. He says, a person has to know Zrizim, Magdimim, and Mitzvot, says the Gemara, that a person has to be on alert all the time. Because like an angel. He says, Oset V'Rosh Mokol V'Roh. As the Tetz Chachamim say that a person is to be on alert, so to do mitzvah. So the Zimak Gemara, Shkema Vama Boker, says Mama got early in the morning to do the mitzvah. So what's the rush? What's the rush? So to Yitzchak, next week. What's the rush? They said in Russia that they wanted to hang somebody. It's the time of Brezhnev. I said, what's your last wish? He says, I want to be buried next to Brezhnev. He said, but Brezhnev is alive. He says, okay, now I'll wait. So what's the rush? Abraham Avinu, what's the rush? Hashem HaMoker. So why are you rushing? Hashem said to Slaughter Yitzchak. Did Hashem say today? Slaughter Yitzchak. In 25 Pesach, Slaughter Yitzchak. What's the rush? It's called Frizim. Magbilin HaMitzvot. That you have to be like an angel. Then it's called Naaseh V'Nishma. Then Hashem weighs everything. Then the Zohar said, Atinim Mepeh Megaluta. You'll be able to come out of exile on Shavuot. But says the Zohar, one Knesset. One Knesset should do it. Even though some Chachamim said means Eretz Israel, some other Chachamim said no, it doesn't mean. So you need one Knesset to do it, to accept 100% Naaseh V'Nishma. It means all the deeds, all the mitzvot, everything. Not to say, this I like, this I don't make, this is to be like an angel. Then Bezrat Hashem will be in Atzeret Shavuot and Mekirei Atzeret.